out over yet. Yeah. Ain't gonna quit. No matter what. Never lay down, never give up. I am a fighter.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. You know, in the past, the White House was the domain of men like Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, you know, Calvin Coolidge. Today, it's occupied by an illegitimate pedophile, a cretin battling dementia, and the drug-addicted, treasonous, whoremongering squatter that he calls a son. It's disgusting. Joe Biden is just letting Hunter bum around the White House. We've already had our first, but certainly not our last, drug scandal as a result. I'm sure that you've heard the Secret Service found cocaine inside of the White House. And of course, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Paul's not answering any questions about that. It's none of your business. I don't owe you an explanation. Stop asking me for an explanation.
Just clarify for us where exactly inside the West Wing the substance was discovered.
I'm not going to get into specifics. What I can say is when people visit the West Wing, there is the area of the West Wing where it is highly traveled, and that is what happens. People come through this particular area, it's highly traveled. I'm just not going to get into specifics. I'm not going to get into, not going to get ahead of the Secret Service, and so I'll let them speak to that.
There are a couple of primary entrances into the West Wing. There's the one with which we're all familiar, right outside the driveway where the Marine stands when the President's in the West Wing, and there's another entrance off West Executive Avenue. Can you explain which entrance we're talking about?
I'm going to let the Secret Service speak to that.
Can you explain why you can't explain it? I mean, you described it as a heavily traveled area.
That's what the Secret... I'm just saying what the Secret Service said. We got this from the Secret Service, so I'm sharing a little bit more with you from here. But again, it's under their purview. It's under investigation. They will have more specifics down the road.
Can you explain more? No, I'm not going to explain that. I don't owe you an explanation. I'm just trying to tell you that I'm not going to explain why we found cocaine in the White House. It's none of your business. Stop asking questions. Why are you asking real questions? Why are you asking me to explain? So the Biden cabal is trying to claim that they have no idea where the white stuff came from, which is damning either way, because the White House is supposed to be the most closely watched location on planet Earth. So either they're slacking off in a criminal way, or more likely, they know exactly where this cocaine came from, and they're just lying to all of us. What's one more lie on top of all of the others? Who knows? Who cares? Maybe it's not Hunter. Maybe it's just some other White House employee. Maybe one of the tranny freak shows that they hire as interns, or one of the diversity hires like Karine Jean-Pierre that they throw out and pretend are qualified. Maybe it's our own vice president, Queen Kamala, who decided to alleviate her boredom with some nose candy. I mean, I don't know. It would be easy to believe. Just watch one of her speeches and try to say that she isn't on something. Or maybe it's all just for Joe Biden himself. Cocaine is the only way that they can stimulate him enough to act like he's awake. I don't know. Simon Atiba is a reporter with Today News Africa. Until recently, he was a White House correspondent as well, and he joins us now. Where did the cocaine come from? What do you think? I mean, why can't she just tell us? If you go into the West Wing, let me just ask you this. The family, they aren't subject to the same scrutiny as other visitors are as far as security checks and pat-downs, correct? So ostensibly, if it was a family member, say, you know, Hunter Biden, he could get in there with cocaine easily.
Yeah, so we don't really know where it came from, and the White House won't say. The only thing she wanted to say yesterday was that President Biden and family members were not at the White House on Sunday night when the cocaine was discovered. And that's the message she wanted to share. And, you know, when asked exactly where in the West Wing the cocaine was found, she wasn't forthcoming with details. You know, no one asked about Hunter Biden or any other family members, but right now we don't know. It's already it's devastating, right, for you to have cocaine inside the White House. And by the way, I'm still covering the White House. I'm still a White House correspondent for Today News Africa. And it's a shame, you know, to have a, you know, hard drug, you know, find its way inside the White House.
Yeah. You mentioned Today News Africa. You were the White House correspondent until they kicked you out for being too aggressive. Truthfully, too good at your job. You haven't been intimidated, of course. You spent the better part of your career doing some of the world's most dangerous reporting work all over Africa. A few overfed, drug-addled parasites in Washington are nothing in comparison to that. So what does this say about, you know, our government as a whole when the White House press secretary is just saying, no, I'm not going to explain. I don't need to explain.
Yeah, it was like yesterday before the briefing, she knew she had two things to deal with. The first thing was the cocaine in the White House. The second thing was...
it's kind of a thing, right?
Yeah, and the second thing was the free speech ruling in Louisiana. And you know, she didn't actually answer any of those questions. But, you know, you shouldn't be surprised. Anything that has to do with Hunter Biden, the press secretary is not authorized to talk about it. Hunter Biden's laptop, she's not authorized to talk about it. Or anything that has to do with, you know, the president family or the executive office, she doesn't want to talk about it. But that's a big deal. People want to know, how did the drug find itself in the White House? And yesterday after the press briefing, we had more questions than answers.
Yeah. I don't think Karine Jean-Pierre would have any problems telling us exactly how the FBI was able to locate people who had a hot dog or a cup of coffee around the Capitol on the 6th of January by using their cell phone data, by illegally obtaining banking records from, you know, Bank of America to see that they spent money near the Ellipse when President Trump was giving a speech, and then they later became POWs in the gulag. She would tell you all about that. She would tell you all about the efforts in Ukraine and how Putin is a bad guy and, you know, just woke up one day and decided to be a warmongering war criminal. That's not a problem. But the FBI and the Secret Service, who located all of these grandmas that took a police-guided tour through the Capitol, somehow cannot figure out where a bag of cocaine came from in the White House. Is there no video monitors there? I mean, is this place really that unguarded that nobody has?
No, there are videos everywhere. Everywhere the White House, it's a very secure place. Everyone knows that. So they should be able to find out who brought it in. Or they may decide not to tell us.
The truth is they already know who brought it in.
Yeah, exactly.
And what they're having problems with right now is how to describe which Hunter Biden it was that brought in the country.
I'm not saying that.
I am. You are saying that. Absolutely. There's just no really other explanation. I mean, other than the few that I rattled off before I brought you in, which I don't find any of them to be plausible. I don't think, you know, I mean... Look at the laptop. I mean, look at this guy. He was at drug-fueled sex parties with his dead brother's underage daughter, you know, naked, smoking crack, right on camera. Nobody can deny that. I mean, that's just who this person is. We could pray for him. We hope that he finds the recovery that he needs and repents and finds salvation. But this is behavior that shouldn't be tolerated. The truth is the Secret Service already knows exactly who had the cocaine, and they are intentionally lying to the public and saying they don't owe you an explanation. So what is the people's recourse when they're looking for real journalism and real journalists to ask real questions like we're being asked there, but then she just ignores them? What recourse do the people have?
Yeah, it's hard. And that's why the White House to, you know, keep asking questions. And, you know, maybe, I don't know if they will kick me out, but, you know, you have to keep doing your job and keep, you know, asking the tough questions and doing investigation and trying to cultivate sources that can tell you the truth. The truth is the only way to really get to know the truth in the White House is through leaks and when they fight among themselves. But everything in the White House briefing room is almost like propaganda, where she doesn't answer serious questions. She directs everyone to the Secret Service when cocaine is found at the White House. She doesn't want to talk about Hunter Biden laptop, but they are quick to talk about President Trump. For instance, when President Biden was asked about classified document in, you know, found in President Trump's home, he was quick to talk about that. But when he was asked about his own classified document, he said his lawyer told him not to talk about it because he's already been investigated. So
yeah, the fact that he and Hunter Biden are not in jail, it just shows you we have a two-tier justice system here. The government has been hijacked. It's completely fake. We live in an illegitimate empire of lies is what we have right here. They'll lie right to your face. And then when they get caught telling lies, they just lie about their old lies. They just make up new lies. If they just stopped lying, I think the whole empire would just collapse completely because there are so many lies. And that's all she does is stand up there and lie on behalf of this regime and Chairman Biden. Simon Atiba, thank you for your bravery and for not giving up and for staying there and for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back with a money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STEW for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. Welcome back. So last week, the Supreme Court delivered the greatest blow for actual racial equality in America in years, if not decades, when it struck down Harvard University's affirmative action policies as the racist, anti-white, anti-Asian trash that it was. For decades, Asians have been treated as second-class citizens in America, precisely because they're not the problem. They're not dysfunctional. They've been treated as defective because they study, they do well on tests, better than most other races. They do well at jobs instead of whining and cultivating victimhood. Just like us middle-class, middle-American white people, Asians are treated like the problem with America because they're not the problem with America. When their businesses get looted or their family members get mugged, they're told, just put up with it. Sit down, shut up, go back to being discriminated against in virtually everything. At Harvard, admissions staff suppressed the number of Asians at that school by systematically rating them as deficient in personality and using other tricks to devalue them. If they used merit, Asians would be the majority of the school body. So now more and more Asian Americans are standing up for themselves against this vicious ideology. 3 years ago, left-wing activists tried to drive them out of the University of California by legalizing racial discrimination with Proposition 16. Well, the Asians fought back, and that measure failed. They fought for a half a decade to expose the way that Harvard and other universities were treating them. Nobody would listen. Now the Supreme Court listened. And since that ruling, the media have gone into overdrive to bash that court, to bash the people who fought to abolish this obscene racism. Because the left are the racist people. In the case of Asians, the response has often been to just erase them entirely. Last Friday, in response to the Supreme Court ruling, the New York Times published a response by its editorial board. That editorial mentions whites, mentions blacks, Latinos, but never mentions Asians at all. The very group who organized the case against Harvard, the people who were discriminated against the most by its policies, they're just treated like they don't even exist. Only useful as long as they're serving some left-wing purpose. It's disgraceful. And the New York Times ought to be just erased off the face of the planet completely. Kenny Hsu is president and spokesman of Colors United, as well as a board member at Students for Fair Admission, which brought the Harvard case. Before this battle over affirmative action, he helped spearhead that fight against California's Proposition 16. He's also the author of a book, An Inconvenient Minority, The Attack on Asian American Excellence and the Fight for Meritocracy. You can find that book at Amazon and wherever else books are sold. Kenny would also ask you to go to schoolofwoke.com. Again, that's schoolofwoke.com, and Kenny joins us now. Kenny Hsu, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
To what do you attribute Harvard's admission department and other schools, North Carolina, doing this, being caught, and then the press defending them somehow, saying, no, 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 this kind of racism is okay?
Yeah, and by the way, School of Woke is my next book. That's why you go to schoolofwoke.com. But in An Inconvenient Minority, you can definitely still buy, because it's about this case, the Harvard case that we just won. And by the way, they basically cited my entire book in their ruling.
Well, congratulations.
So yeah, I mean, I know a little bit about this Harvard case. I'm excited. Basically, what Harvard did is real discrimination, and they did it insidiously. They did it by rating Asians lowest on the personality score. Out of, you know, Asians were graded academics, extracurriculars, personality. Asians got the highest academics. They got the highest extracurriculars. So Harvard lowered their rates of entry through this personality score, which was not based in anything objective. It wasn't based on alumni interviews with Asians got the highest scores on, or teacher recommendations, which Asians got the highest scores on. So, you know, I know a bit about this case, and basically Harvard lost because they had the worst argument. You know, you're not allowed to discriminate in this country. That's just true in the Civil Rights Act. And the Asians had the correct complaint that they were being discriminated, and they won.
So why did Harvard want to keep them out? Why does Harvard want to say, hey, we don't want Asians here?
Because Harvard cares more about the look of their student body than they care about merit. As you know, if people actually went by merit in judgments, Asians would be 38 to 43% of Harvard. Why? It's not like they're preferred. It's just because Asians study twice as many hours as the average American. They have the highest SAT scores. 35% of Harvard applicants who are Asian got over 700 on the SAT. You know, they're just very good academic performers. They should get in at disproportionate rates, but Harvard doesn't like that. They don't like the idea of their university being Asian tinted, basically. They would prefer everybody has, you know, 25% of their races and everything like that. Blacks 25, browns 25, whites 25. That's their ultimate intention. It's not about merit, it's about race.
And then the New York Times goes ahead and stands up for them. Why? I mean, how can the media look at this and just completely ignore what's right in front of us? The Supreme Court saw what was right in front of them. This is obvious and blatant racial discrimination on a real level, not virtue signaling or making up fake racism or fake anti-Semitism. What is this?
Because the left wants to please their black constituency. They want to show that they're doing something for them. And affirmative action in elite colleges has always been the way that they could show the blacks that they're doing something for them, even though they're not really doing anything for them. Because
we're not racist because we promote you over this person. Isn't that racist in and of itself?
Yeah, right.
But they can mark themselves safe from racism today.
No, of course they never cared about. They never cared. The left never cared about Asians. They never cared about, you know, Asian population. Their main constituency are white liberals, followed by blacks. So Asians are like lowest on their hierarchy of importance.
Are we going to pretend that the left actually cares about black people, though? I mean, do you believe that the left actually cares about blacks?
I think some of them do. They just go about it the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, I look at Chicago and I say, oh, well, yeah, let's give them guns. Let's give all of them guns. Let's make sure that none of them, you know, have a shot at a real job. Let's break up the family and make sure that they're single parent households. Let's send them and keep them under the thumb on the south side of Chicago and watch them kill each other. I don't think that that's really caring for blacks at all. And I don't think the liberals really care about them. I think they're some of the most bigoted and racist people on the planet. Really?
Right. When you get, you know, two or three murders a day in the south side of Chicago, and Lori Lightfoot and other, you know, black politicians in Chicago and liberal politicians don't do anything about it, and they don't care about safety. Yeah, that's what you get. So much for your care. Where's all your care gone to?
Does the student body get at Harvard, for example, when the administration treats Asians the way that most liberals treat blacks, as slaves?
Okay, I wouldn't go so far as they treat Asians as slaves. But they do
no,
treat Asians
I would say
like
that liberals treat blacks like slaves. They've kept them on the proverbial plantation, still feeding
definitely
them
mentally,
from the government.
For
yeah.
sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely mentally, for sure. But so, the yeah, look, I mean, for a while, Asians were too complicit. We were too compliant with the left. You know, Asians typically voted left. They voted Democrat, even though their values represent traditional conservative family values. So, but, you know, it's a classic paradox, so to speak. So for a while, Asians were too compliant. They allowed Harvard to discriminate against them. They didn't think it was that important of an issue. Or, you know, the white liberals who were, you know, managing them said, hey, you know, you should support affirmative action. So they said, okay, fine, we'll support affirmative action. You know, Asians were not used to speaking out for themselves. But I am really trailblazing a new generation of Asian American activism to say, hey, actually, we have rights. We deserve equal treatment under the law. And I think that that's going to continue in this country.
Well, I applaud you for your leadership and for blazing that trail. The attack on Asian American excellence and the fight for meritocracy. Make sure that you get the book, An Inconvenient Minority. You can get it on Amazon, wherever else books are sold. Make sure that you visit his website, schoolofwoke.com. Again, that's schoolofwoke.com. Kenny Hsu, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all 7 forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. So it's now been 3 months since a whacked out, deranged, sick, untreatably mentally ill tranny freak show went on a shooting spree at Covenant Christian School in Nashville, Tennessee. Blowing the heads off of 3 innocent children, murdering 3 adults before being shot dead herself. Now, for obvious reasons, when that happened, we argued this will not be the last tranny shooter. I mean, who are we kidding? And sadly, it looks like we have already been vindicated. Yep, on Monday night in southwest Philadelphia, 40-year-old Kim Brady Watso Carriker went on a killing spree, murdering five people, injuring two children in that mass shooting. Amateur online investigators quickly deduced, oh, this Kim Brady, real shocker here, was an avid BLM supporter and guess what, affiliated with a local pride group. Oh, and that he would entertain himself by cross-dressing. No official pronoun shift has been found yet, but I mean, who are we kidding? When you're a nut job who goes around cross-dressing, it's not a very big leap to being a full-blown tranny. It's just a matter of nomenclature, really. Now, the press tells us that Carriker's exact motive for the shooting isn't known, but here's what is known. He was clearly a profoundly mentally ill man and a ticking time bomb. But, you know, like so many other obvious psychopaths, he was simply allowed to just roam the streets before finally snapping and taking several people with him. Joey Manarino is a political strategist and host of the Joey Manarino Show, and he joins us now. I mean, do you agree with that?
Yes. I mean, they've made this very clear. They're crazy. They're not right. And we have given them in this country free passes to do whatever they want. They get their pronouns everywhere. They do whatever they want. They go kill people now. This is the second killing in 3 months, mass shooting. And we just let it happen. We don't say anything. And now the police in Philadelphia are saying, oh, we're not even sure if it's actually transgender. They're going to try to cover it up and try to make it so that they're not really even going to have to admit that we have a problem here. We have a problem here. It's a mental disorder. Gender dysphoria always has been classified as a mental disorder. Why did we take it out and make it a religion? It's basically transgenderism, the new religion of the left. It's very sick, Stu.
They fly the flag on the White House in place of the what is supposed to be the most prominent United States flag, of course, the American flag. That's pretty much symbolizing, hey, listen, we are the new cult. We are coming for your kids. And then they go and they march down the street and they say, we are here, we are queer, we are coming for your kids. And then they say, well, we didn't really mean that. I mean, how are we not supposed to believe them when they're chanting it, running down the street, and then they're going into schools and going into the streets and blowing the heads off of innocent kids?
No, Stu, it makes no sense. I mean, what we've allowed, what the left has allowed, and frankly, people on the right are allowing it too, because if you look, I mean, Fox News is the only news station I know that
especially people on the right. Especially people on the right are promoting this. The right is responsible. Fake Republicans are responsible for this homo sex craze.
Stu, just watch in 5 years. They're going to run just like they say the Democrats are the real racists. They're going to say the Democrats are the real transphobes. We accept you over here. We actually are fighting for you. Just watch. They're going for it. And I don't understand how we've allowed it to go this far. Philadelphia, by the way, is a complete disaster. That's something that has not been, you know, addressed by anybody about this story. Philadelphia is a crisis. You've got people high on every street. You've got a complete murder problem that goes on over and over again. The mayoral elections that are happening right now, we have a good candidate for mayor as a Republican. He has no chance in hell. They don't want to change the status quo. They like living like this, you'd think, because this is the way it's been for decades and decades and decades. The governor's horrible. He just received an award from the Pride Association of Pennsylvania. So this is what we're doing. We're giving out awards to these people who are allowing transgenders to run around and shoot people up, and then they're awarding them. It's very, very sick.
Yeah, after Nashville, they went and held rallies there to raise money, not for the families of the victims, not for those people, but for the Tranny Freak Show and for the rest of the LGBTQI, whatever this is, local mafia there in Nashville and all of their subsidiaries. I mean, they went there to fund the people who are blowing the heads off of children. So I have to ask, naturally, of course, I value your opinion. What is the underlying push? This is very recent, and it's come on very, very strong, and it is everywhere. What is the push to normalize the mentally ill transgender freak shows that are blowing the heads off of children and not classify them as untreatable, mentally ill people and lock them up? Why are they doing this? What is the push?
I think if you can normalize this transgenderism, you can easily normalize pedophilia, and you can easily normalize just about anything else that you want. Because what is more fundamental than a man is a man and a woman is a woman? This is biblical. Adam and Eve. This was, you know, very simple stuff. You have to destroy the foundations before you go on and destroy even more.
There's pedophiles that are locked up right now. Yeah. not for long enough. I believe that we need to execute pedophiles immediately after they are found guilty. When they are found guilty, you march them out onto the courthouse steps and you snap their necks and you hang them. That message should be sent very clearly. You touch our kids, we will kill you. There are pedophiles that are locked up right now, very few of them, not enough of them, who are thinking to themselves, man, I should have just waited until June because I could have gotten away with rubbing my in a little kid's face and done it with impunity, because that's what they do. So they already are normalizing pedophilia. They're doing it. And the parents who bring their kids, parents in heavy air quotes, who bring their kids this, ought to be treated the same way that the pedophiles are. They should have their kids taken away from them. They should be tried. If they're found guilty, they should be executed immediately. And I think that they're doing this to normalize transgenderism in another way and for another reason, so that they can make it no big surprise when the man pretending to be Michelle Obama decides to run for president. And I think that Joan Rivers was absolutely right. I'll say it. I think she was right.
That would be a disaster. But, you know, they even said child porn is up 5,000%. The demand for child porn in the last few years is up 5,000%. I'm telling you, they've allowed sickness to overtake this country. And I don't know if it's for Michelle. I don't know who it's for. But whatever they're doing, it is going to be the downfall of this society. We're not taking it seriously.
Yeah, I've said it from the very beginning. They are coming for our kids. They tell you that they're coming for our kids. There should be no reason for you to not believe them when they say that they are coming for your kids. And we need to do our one essential duty here, our main duty. The only thing that we should be thinking about right now is protecting our kids. Never give up 2A either. Joey Manarino, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stew. Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I got to tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. So the fake COVID-19 emergency was the backdoor weapon, the super weapon that allowed Democrats to deploy their election fraud super weapon, which was universal mail-in voting. Just a decade ago, that's 10 years, literally everyone, even Jimmy Carter and the New York Times, all acknowledged mail-in votes are vastly more vulnerable to fraud than any other type of voting. Well, here we are a decade later. COVID plus the left's frenzied need to drive Trump out of office have made it disinformation to state the obvious, that committing fraud in our elections as they operate right now is trivially easy. In Maricopa County last fall, they knew that conservatives would be turning out on election day instead of voting early, so they printed thousands of ballots in the wrong size and that let that vote tally machines fail in huge numbers, causing long lines and leading to thousands of people not voting at all. I mean, this is all so damn obvious. So to stop criticism of himself, County Recorder Stephen Richer has teamed up with the so-called Soros-linked Protect Democracy Project to sue Carrie Lake for defamation. Meanwhile, over in Nevada, the Republican governor, Joe Lombardo, just signed a bill making it illegal to confront an election official for committing fraud, a flagrant violation of the First Amendment. Don't approach me. I'm just over here cheating. So that's the plan now. Make it illegal to even call out the fraud so they can perpetrate it right in front of your face and forever. Pema Motahedra is the founder of Freedom Law School. Now, he's been on this show many times to talk about his theories related to the U.S. tax code and how to minimize your federal taxes or avoid paying them entirely. But Pema is also active in opposing election fraud. He says the plans to bring multiple lawsuits for the purposes of restoring election integrity ahead of the presidential vote next year is the only way to act. One of his first targets will be Arizona's Maricopa County, which was the centerpiece of all of the fraud that brought down Donald Trump in 2020. And of course, Carrie Lake last fall, and Payman joins us now. Always a pleasure having you. We appreciate your involvement in this, of course, the fight to restore actual integrity to our elections, which clearly has not been done, despite the talking points being like, oh, we fixed 2020. No, not a damn thing has been done. And if they have the recipe for success in cheating Payman, why would they change it?
Well, they're not. Nothing's going to change unless we change. And the biggest change that's going on right now, Stu, is American people are waking up and realizing how the U.S. government is no longer a protector of them that the founding fathers created, but a criminal syndicate which is determined to enslave and destroy you. So what we got to do is simply take back the voluntary financial support that we've been giving to the federal government. Not only the average American is not required to file income tax by law, as published on government's legal websites, but there's about 80 million Americans who, for various reasons, have stopped filing those 1040 income tax confession trap.
80 form. Million? 80 million people have just stopped filing taxes?
Yes.
That's a huge number. That's a staggering number. 350 some odd million people in the country. 80 million is a very large swath of people. There's not 80 some odd million people in prison.
And there's not 80 million people having their bank account and paychecks emptied either.
So what do you attribute this to?
Well, the fact of the matter is that the whole IRS system is based upon a myth. Number one myth is that the government is your friend and your protector. Well, that has been exposed. I've been telling American people for over 30 years, these guys are criminals, but most people love the government like apple pie, you know, and the flag. Number two, most people have been brainwashed also to believe that the IRS is God, that they're going to strike them, you know, if they don't file. But a lot of people, most of them are, of course, low-income people, wage earners that don't file to get the refund back. But there are still very rich people that don't file income tax either. IRS was given by the government auditors a list of 100 richest non-filers who each owed the IRS about $100 million and was told by the auditors, you ought to go after these guys and collect the money that we believe they owe. And the IRS refused to do so. And it's because they don't have enough manpower. There are less than 80,000 people. The IRS has about 140 million tax returns to handle every year. Corporations have these huge tax returns that are thousands of pages long. That just to review them takes days to do, not to mention audit them. They simply do not have the manpower to audit everybody.
Yeah, people often say, you know, I do my part, proudly. I pay my taxes. You know, I pay my taxes. I'm a taxpayer. I should have a say in this. Here's the bottom line. You don't have a say in jack. The government doesn't give a damn about what you say or what your say is or how much tax you pay. Why have people been so programmed to believe that they're just upstanding citizens? Remember trash talking, the boomers trash talking these people like Al Sharpton for not paying his taxes. Turns out maybe the guy knew something about that, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And see, bottom line is that Al Sharpton and these crooks, they get away because they're above the law. We have a two-tier justice system like it was in the Soviet Union. And American people are finally waking up to reality.
But unless you live in D.C., it's voluntary for you to pay income taxes or file them at all to even acknowledge the existence of the IRS.
I haven't filed and paid any income tax for over 30 years. I've helped people for over 20 years. Not one of my students who stayed with me has ever gone to jail or have the bank account or paycheck or assets levied. None, ever. Because the IRS knows, the leadership knows, that the only people that have to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers, and contractors. That is it.
So people will say, well, then what's going to fund the government? Precisely. Why would we want to continue to fund our own demise? Virtually every single branch, every single federal bureaucracy, every single agency, from the FDA to the CDC to CPS to the CIA. I mean, these people, every single one of them is designed to attack you, is designed to target you for destruction, to destroy your family, to take your lives, to take the lives of your kids, to snatch your kids, to traffic your kids, to groom your kids, to molest your kids, to chop their genitals off, to get them to transition into some, I mean, this is what our bureaucracy is all about right now. And that's if you really look at our government and you say, well, man, what about these America First fighters? Name one. Literally name one. Name one firebrand conservative America First politician that's doing a damn thing. None of them. It's all lip service. It's all theater. It's all a movie. It's all a show. It's all fake. 100% of it is fake. The war in Ukraine is fake. Are real people dying? Yes. But that is a Lockheed Martin missile testing site is what it is. It's making Raytheon rich. It's making Lockheed rich. It's making Lindsey Graham, the Pfizer butt slut, and all of his cronies in the D.C. Beltway, all these fossils, all these corrupt politicians, it's making them filthy rich. NGOs siphoning off, doing favors for their buddies. The list goes on. COVID-19, the big scam that it was, fake. COVID-19, national emergency. Who was dying at home? Who was dying in the streets? Nobody. They were scaring the hell out of you so that they could put you in the hospital, reward these hospitals, which are for-profit businesses in the corporate crime syndicate, $300,000-$500,000 for every patient that came in, walked in under their own horsepower, having a little bit of respiratory discomfort, separated from their families, put on sedatives, had tubes shoved down their throat, injected with poisonous remdesivir, and freaking murdered for money in the hospital. We are funding all of that. The universities that we just talked about, Harvard, with their racial discrimination and affirmative action nonsense, discriminating against whites and Asians so they could let more blacks in to make their school look good and acceptable and safe against racism so they could turn out more left-wing voters when they actually returned to voting instead of the fake and gay stolen elections. They murdered these people. They murdered them in the hospital. They murdered them. And we're funding them.
With our money. With our tax dollars.
We paid for it.
All that, we voluntarily work every day, give a part of that toward literally enslaving and murdering these people, just as you described. But you see, they got successful brainwashed just to think that they have the power, and they don't. I come from Iran, Stu. We have no freedom of speech over there. You can't even criticize the government. There's no jury trial. They could put you in jail and torture you and not execute you. But in America, we have all these rights. I've been telling Americans for decades, folks, stop supporting your enemies. You have the power. We have the power, folks, to defund the swamp in D.C. and fund the freedom movement to the tune of billions. We have the truth on our side. We have the people on our side. But they have the money. If you just take a part of their trillions with billions to our stash, we'll beat the heck out of them.
Yeah, what about these student loans? $1.6 trillion in owed student loans that are in default that they're just going to forgive? Guess what? The backs of the American taxpayer. That's who they're going to saddle with that debt. Your kids. What about the financial future of your kids? Like, do you want to give them only 40% of what you actually earned and saved? I mean, and then be taxed every time that you try to access a retirement account, which, by the way, doesn't even belong to you, your 401k. Have you looked into that? These universities should be the ones that are satisfying and paying back these loans. They are for-profit businesses funded by who? The federal government is not a for-profit business. That is your money. And then you get these people like Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, and Matt Gaetz going on the Fox News channel and talking tough about how, you know, Speaker McCarthy controls the purse strings and that we have a majority Republican Congress. Guess what that majority Republican Congress and the Freedom Caucus, the very brave America's First fighters that they are doing for the American people right now? Absolutely not a damn thing. Nothing. They are harming you by saddling you with more debt. They are still sending blank checks to Ukraine, to the fake Zelensky piano penis playing leather chap wearing homosexual actor in tights. They're literally taunting us right out in front of our faces. They're taunting us. They called me anti-Semitic because I rightfully and accurately pointed out who funded that stupid submersible thing that ended up in a complete disaster was the Rothschilds. That's not anti-Semitic. That's the damn truth. They call it an anti-Semitic trope when I say accurately, factually, that Israel perpetrated an attack on the USS Liberty and that LBJ covered it up. I talked to the survivors. But these people over at the ADL who desperately want to take me off the air and you off the air and keep you, Freedom Law School, from contacting and letting people know about the secret to all of this, they are desperate to remove us. And they will do everything in their power to try to stop us. I will not stop. They'll have to throw me in prison. And they won't be able to do it for not filing income tax, will they?
No, they won't, because like I told you, not one person ever who stayed with me, stopped filing with me cleanly, properly, has ever gone to jail, lost a dollar through IRS levies of the bank or seizures, anything whatsoever. If people go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, the information is there for free for people to free themselves of the IRS. No more income tax. Now, if they want to be protected, they have an option of joining a new founding fathers, and we protect each other from them completely guaranteed. But all the information, all the answers are there at freedomlawschool.org for free, for anybody to free themselves.
I just don't understand why anybody would continue to pay taxes. It just has to be a programming thing. It has to be. Oh, that really makes me nervous. Look, I own this business. I have kids. I can't go to prison. I don't want to lose everything. I don't want them coming after my house. I don't want liens, all over everything. I don't want them seizing my assets and my property. This is what Americans have been programmed to believe through the fear tactic, just like they were programmed and told to go get a shot that they knew absolutely nothing about. That we knew early on was causing people to have this Guillain-Barré and tremors and, all kinds of weird things were happening, and everybody noticed. If one person says, oh, I didn't notice anything wrong with anybody, they're a freaking liar, because everybody knew that something wasn't right. When was the last time that we were giving away ice cream cones and tickets to baseball games and show theater homo crap for being rewarded for going and getting a shot? When in the entire history of humanity has it ever been everybody's business about your bodily autonomy and what your vaccine status was? Who in the hell ever even cared? Nobody ever brought that up before. There was this incessant, and everybody noticed that there was this obsession, this fanatical push to make sure that there was a jab in everybody's arms. And so through fear, you'll give it to your grandma. Your grandma will die. And by the way, since when does a vaccine protect others from contracting what you have? It's just totally insanity. But we were told to trust the science. Science is completely fake at this point. It's a cult of scientism. And they bend and they twist and they change the word around 15 days to flatten the curve. 15 days? It's just a mask. Don't worry about it. It's just a mask. I mean, we funded all of this. Every single last part of it. If your family members were murdered in the hospital, guess what? We paid for that. If your dad, like mine, went out and listened to Trump and the Fox News channel and got injected with the serum and all of its boosters, guess what? We paid for that. We paid for the marketing. We paid for the development back in 2015 when this thing was patented. Operation Warp Speed, that's responsible for murdering millions of people. We paid for that.
And still, most people who took the jab were not forced. Some people were forced, but the majority of people that took the jab were brainwashed to believe it's a smart, safe thing to do. And they lined up to get the jab because they trusted the doctors.
Yeah, people in white lab coats, zombies with stethoscopes. Oh, by the way, the porn in your middle school age son's library, the smut that teaches them how to suck literally, the stuff that 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds are reading to school boards while school boards are telling them, hey, stop reading. You can't say that. Why can't I say that? These books are in my library, and my librarian actually tried to force more of them on me once I noticed this one. Oh, I have more of that, even more graphic material. Guess who pays for those books to be in that school? We do. And then when you go to protest against it and you get arrested by the Gestapo, by the cops, for being disorderly or trespassing at a school board meeting, in the community where you pay taxes because you're a good citizen and you're allowed to be there and have a say, but you get arrested. Guess who's paying for those cops to come and stomp on your constitutional rights? We are. By the way, when you do exercise that First Amendment right, the right to peaceably assemble and the freedom of speech, the right to protest, and you go, oh, I don't know, say to the Capitol, the People's House, on the 6th of January to voice your concern about blatant voter fraud that we paid for, guess what? The federal government that comes in and fires bullets at you and kills people like Roseanne Boylan, stomps on them, beats them to death, and then without due process, snatches people up all over the country using their cell phone data, throws them in the gulag, treats them as prisoners of war. Some of them still haven't even been to trial. It's been 2 years for misdemeanors. Guess who paid for that? We did. We funded a Marxist coup in this country. We funded a totalitarian takeover. We funded the conquering of our country. Our military, our tax dollars go to protect our borders and our nation's sovereignty and to protect Americans from a physical invasion and the harm that might come from a physical invasion. Where is our military? Oh, don't worry. They're having mutilation surgery right now, transgendering themselves. Oh, the military is in control. Hi, meet Q. We're coming to save you. Guess what? We funded that bullshit too. The more I think about how big the bureaucracy is and all of the intentional brainwashing and programming that has gone into having you just apathetically and complacently fund your greatest enemy, which is the American government. Boomers, don't tell me that the government is here to help you and to save you. You're the reason why we're in this mess, because you have let this thing go on for so long. Only a select few, and I'm not saying boomers are bad people, but we have to be able to point out our biggest weakness so that we can identify it, so that we can make it not our biggest weakness by sharpening our iron and helping others to be alongside of us as we charge this government in a fight. We have to fight them, and the best way to fight them is to defund them. They cannot operate without money. So a lot of people say, Payman, well, I'll just stop paying my taxes. Then I'm not going to fight. This sounds like a great idea. This is the tax revolt that we have been talking about. We are, you know, funding our own demise. So then they will say, well, then how am I going to have, you know, roads built?
All that roads, courts, police, schools are paid by your local property and sales tax, other local taxes.
Not federal income tax.
No, even the federal highways are paid by your gas dollars at the pump at the federal and state level. It's not paid by your income tax. Your income tax is used exclusively against you, where the DOJ, FBI, CIA, these criminals are, that's what they're to do, to enslave you, just like in third world countries like Iran, where I came from.
Yeah, they want to put every one of us in a virtual, digital, or physical prison and control you. And they're not going to stop until they accomplish that. Gun grabs are coming. Don't ever let go of your two-way. And freedomlawschool.org. Go to freedomlawschool.org. Get the information. Payman Motahedra, I got to go. We went way over time, but I'm just really passionate about this. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks. My pleasure.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years, and it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes, so he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy. He looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. Become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to americareadysupply.com/stew. That's americareadysupply.com/stew.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things I will put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has 5 essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Pox Defense. Pox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura opica plant. And it used to be, work against smallpox, and it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Yes. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.